All right. Pleased to be back on the air with our friends down at the Women's Mentoring Network. This organization is working to economically empower women and their families by providing foundational skills for women to secure quality employment and pursue their educational goals. We're going to be talking all about this great organization and a couple of events they have coming up, one as soon as early this coming week. Lana Jilfish is with us, and she is executive director of the network, and we're going to start our conversation with her to learn all about this great organization after we tell you about another one. Yeah, you've heard it before. There's always something wild going on at the Beardsley Zoo, including on June 6th. You can kick off the summer with Wild Wine Food and Beverage. That's right. It's their Wild Wine Food and Beverage Safari, the adult-only experience featuring local breweries, delicious cuisine, and other activities amidst their wildlife exhibits. You can sample tastings from dozens of restaurants, caterers, wine and beer, and enjoy live music. The Wild Wine Food and Beverage Safari is one of the zoo's largest fundraisers that benefits the care of endangered species, expansion of the zoo's exhibits, and educational programming. If you'd like tickets, go to beardsleyzoo.org/wild-wine. Sounds like a good one, huh, Lana?
Yes, absolutely.
Nothing like Andean bears and fine wine to make a Saturday complete. So, but you guys have got some exciting events coming up that we're going to talk about. But first, let's get to know you a little bit, in case folks hadn't heard you on our program before. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to be part of the Women's Mentoring Network.
Sure. Thank you, John, for having me on. I truly appreciate it. So Women's Mentoring Network is a wonderful nonprofit organization. It was founded in 1990 as a welfare-to-work organization. I was working in the financial industry, and I was introduced to the organization and ultimately was on the board for the organization, and now I sit here as executive director. I've been at the organization for 11 years, and we are truly working with many great individuals who just need help in providing foundational skills as they look to make themselves more marketable in this very competitive job market.
So how far flung are your candidates? Amazingly, just last year, 900 plus came under the care and guidance of you and your volunteers.
Absolutely. So we're covering Fairfield County, Connecticut, and we're also extended out to Westchester County, New York. So it's a wonderful combination of having all of these clients throughout, you know, Connecticut. And now that we're offering everything in a hybrid atmosphere, online and in person, we can certainly help more and more people. So we're grateful for that. So people don't have to come into our office necessarily to receive our services. We can connect with them in a way that they can meet with us. So that's very important these days.
You're also in an area that is rich and thick with resources. There's a ton of brilliant women leaders who are mentor candidates who work in such a diverse range of businesses. I imagine as the years go and you amass more mentors and bring more diverse clients together, you are seeing a lot of kind of perfect matches where the mentor and the mentee are both on the same track.
Absolutely. We have hundreds of volunteers, and what does make us unique is that we have the professionals incorporated into our programming. At every workshop that we have a professional present either on workforce development, financial wellness, or computer and digital literacy. So when a client needs a mentor, we look to our volunteers to see who we could have them speak to. And that's so important. It helps guide them. It helps give them a career journey, a path for a career journey that they may not even have thought of. So it's really that, connecting the dots, giving them new experiences, giving them contacts that they may have not had before.
And the other really cool thing about your organization is they put almost an equal amount of weight into supporting women becoming more educated as they educate themselves toward being better contributors to the workforce or the dream career or entrepreneurship that they want to pursue.
Absolutely. That is very important. Education is core to what we do here. In addition to us offering workshops and educating our clients, we're also looking to connect them with programs that they can pursue certificates or degrees in that will make them more marketable versus the other job seekers. At our organization, we actually provide scholarships for Google Career Certificates, and that's a variety of certificates, going from AI certificate to UX design to website design to program management. We're also a center for the North Star Digital Literacy, where individuals can get certificates in computer skills if they want to get a Microsoft certificate or an Excel certificate or a Google certificate as to how to manage Google or social media. There's also certificates there, and those are all for free. All of our services are for free at Women's Mentoring Network.
Now, you're also kind of in a very great area there between Pace over on the Westchester side and the UConn-Stanford branch and a number of the other universities pushing up toward Fairfield and Bridgeport. Have you yet or are there plans to kind of expand those educational partnerships to the more kind of the brick and mortar education centers at universities and colleges in the region?
We don't have any formal collaborations right now, but we do have the schools come and speak to our clients, especially about adult education programs. Mm. And we also have student programs as well. So certainly been a partner with UConn-Stanford in the area to make sure that the students know that we're here. We've participated in career development conferences over there. So we're very grateful for those, you know, informal partnerships.
And I have to imagine that you also draw some mentors from those institutions.
Yes. Yes, we do. Professionals throughout the community from the schools absolutely are core to what we do here.
Very good. So according to statistics that are here on your website, which, by the way, is WMNINC.org, that simple, WMNINC.org for the Women's Mentoring Network. If you are inclined to get involved as a volunteer to help other women achieve their dreams and success, or you are one seeking a mentor, you can start right there. So let's talk a little bit about the success rate, because you are moving a lot of people, a lot of moving parts here, Lana, between the mentors, the mentees, the connections with all of the scholarship and training and certification opportunities. But yet you're getting, well over 90% of the folks that are participating coming out of the program, 96%, according to what I'm seeing here, as being very happy with the results, which I imagine bodes well for turning mentees into mentors at some point once they have kind of graduated and become acclimated to their new work opportunities.
Absolutely. What we're providing when someone comes through our door and they're saying, I need a job, I need a better job. And we really get to know them personally. So in addition to our workshops, we mentor them here, or we connect them with a professional mentor. And we're really helping them focus on getting more confidence and focus as to what they're looking to do. So with that, we are even incorporating what we need to do at this time. We're utilizing AI to do resumes with them and cover letters with them to make them connect the dots with the jobs that they're looking for even easier. We're teaching them these skills. We're teaching them on the computers. We actually had a very generous computer donation so that our clients can receive computers. And it just gives them more confidence to, you know, go out there, do their own thing, apply for jobs on their own computer. It gives them a tool to really get out there more. So everything we provide here is about foundational skills so that they can become more independent, more confident, and more economically empowered as they look to secure better paying jobs. And that's the key here. Some of them may be working already, but they're really piecing together and living paycheck to paycheck and not able to provide food for their family or pay their rent. They may be on the verge of eviction. So they're very thankful for everything that we give them here, including community. I think that's one of the most important factors, that they know that they're not the only ones going through these tough times, that they know that there's a community here that can help them, that can help understand what they're going through, and it can help move them forward in their career journey.
Yeah, not to put a finer point on it, but I mean, you know, you draw mentors from dozens and dozens of different high-profile nonprofit organizations around your region. And, you know, so when a mentee in another area or with another person expresses a problem, there's a good possibility that you have a mentor that can kind of take that person under their wing to help them pursue, food security, or to protect them from being evicted and things like that. You really leverage your resources of mentors to help even the folks they may not directly be mentoring.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Whenever there's a connection that we see is needed, we step in. I tell people, if you need an introduction, let me know. And I make that introduction. And I am certainly surrounded only by people who want to help these women rise.
Yeah.
So that is the beautiful thing about the volunteers, and not only nonprofits that we work with, but all the corporations, financial institutions, healthcare facilities, they're all involved in our organization.
Yeah, if a mentee's in trouble or facing a challenge, word gets around fast, and somebody, if not multiple people, come to the call, which is fantastic.
Right.
Switching gears to getting involved, let's start with those who can give support. Aside from becoming a mentor, which is kind of elementary to the cause of the Women's Mentoring Network, there's a number of other ways that make important differences, which allow people to volunteer without having to commit the time, or if they are just not feeling that they're cut out for mentoring, they can lead a donation drive or a fundraiser or distribute gifts. There's a number of ways you can plug volunteers into the Women's Mentoring Network where they may not necessarily have to mentor directly.
Correct. And you named some of the key ways that people can get involved. We also have groups that we're forming. We're forming a Friends of Women's Mentoring Network group, is really a group that can get the word out about the organization. We also have a young professionals group. So if young professionals are interested in helping out with fundraisers for the organization on a fun level, you know, doing some fun activities with young professionals, that's something that we'd love to get individuals involved in as well. It's all about getting the word out about the organization, and any way that people can help with that, we greatly appreciate it. In addition to mentoring, they can also present at a workshop on an area of their expertise. They could talk about their career and their career journey, really sharing with people that it's not a straight line for everybody. It's something, you know, a career is something that really takes different turns in many different directions. And it's good for people to hear that because it shows them that it's not easy. It may not be a straight line, but you can get to where you want to go and reach your goals over time.
Well, what we want to do is let people get to be exposed to the Women's Mentoring Network, and they can do that through events that you're hosting, including one as early as a few days from now as we broadcast this on May 31st. What's coming up this week?
Right. On June 5th, Friday, June 5th, we're actually having our first professional development conference called Thrive Together. And it's really a combination of many of the volunteers with whom we've worked. And we are having them as speakers and panelists at this incredibly powerful event where you could get out and network and get advice that's really going to be the most valuable advice as you're looking to navigate your career. It is geared towards professionals in the community. We will have the keynote speaker. They are the Band of Sisters, and they're going to be talking about the little things that matter in the workplace culture, starting the conference and opening it up. We'll have a mentorship and sponsorship panel discussion, also a financial wellness panel discussion, and personal branding and health and wellness. So with all of that, we are incorporating professionals, professionals who have been in the workforce for a time that gives them such great experience to share with others. And we're thrilled to be having this at our event host location of Synchrony Financial in Stamford, Connecticut. We're thrilled to be partnering with Synchrony on this, that it will be hosted at their event space. There will also be an opportunity for free headshots for those who are attending, and the Band of Sisters will be giving out their book at the event. So it's just a great setting for those who are looking maybe for a career coach and career guidance. If they're interested, they can certainly go to our website and purchase a ticket.
Very good. And looking more toward the end of the summer, early autumn, in a completely different vein, but an equally great opportunity to benefit the Women's Mentoring Network as well as network themselves. You have a golf tournament coming up?
We had a golf tournament, so that was a successful golf tournament, but our annual fundraiser will be in September. So the September 17th event, very excited about that. That's our annual fundraiser, celebrating our mentors, really celebrating those who have supported the organization, who've been volunteers for the organization, who have been our mentors for our clients at the organization. And that will be at Indian Harbor Yacht Club on September 17th. So we'd love for people to reach out to find out more about that event. It's an exciting event. We have a raffle that night. We have excellent speakers that night, individuals sharing their stories of success from our organization. It really is an opportunity for people to get to know the organization.
And in the last minute or so that we have, let's make the most of it by just bringing it all back to the most important people, the ones that you serve. How can folks who need the guidance and benefit of a mentor get involved?
Absolutely. They can reach out to us through our website. We do have a portal where you can reach out at WMNINC.org, and you can tell us like what you're looking for, what kind of help you need, and we follow up immediately. We're very attentive to all of our clients. As I mentioned, we're very personalized services. We get to know all of our clients, and they can choose to come to our workshops, or they can also choose to meet with us individually, and they can choose to have a mentor from outside, one of our professionals in the community. So we absolutely can reach out to us, and we will connect with them immediately.
And once again, support not is available. A number of your mentors are multilingual, so you know, folks who have Spanish as their primary language can come to the organization and find an ally there as well. It's important to point out. For information on becoming tied to the organization as a supporter, a volunteer, a mentor, or to enjoy the benefits and guidance of their career and education tracks, certifications, these other various opportunities, you can start as early as this week by coming out to their big event. You can get to know them through their event coming up in September or any time in between or after. Just go to WMNINC.org for the Women's Mentoring Network, economically empowering women and their families, providing the foundational skills for women to secure quality employment and pursue their educational goals. Over 900 women were benefited through this organization just last year. You can become one of them. Lots of time left in 2026 to be involved with the Women's Mentoring Network and their great leader, Executive Director Lana Jiffish, who's been so kind to be on with us this morning. Lana, thank you so much for your time and best of luck with the event this week.